After releasing Yousef's first episode, I was left with a feeling of wanting to know more about what happened to him while he was held prisoner in Egypt. I wanted to know what the prison experience was like. So I texted him to ask him more about it, and in return, Yousef sent me a handful of very powerful voice notes detailing his experience. I've created this extra episode expressly focused on what his 7-month stay in prison was really like.
There was some torturing as a kind of receiving procedure, I would say. They tend to do this in all prisons in Egypt. It was terrible, and I didn't expect that at all.
After the first 3 days of being detained, during which he endured torture and horrible conditions, the authorities opened what they called an investigation into his activities. By the end of that first week, Yousef appeared in court and then moved to a larger ground floor prison, where he was placed in a cramped indoor cell with at least 25 other people.
The cells was really narrow, with no furniture at all, so I had to sleep on the floor. And it was like, as I remember, like 6 or 7 meters wide by 4 meters, including 1 square meter as a toilet. Yeah, it was very crowded, like when there is 25 people living at this place, so it takes so much time to wait to take a shower, for example, or to use a toilet. The same also with food. So lots of time was just wasted in waiting.
He only got relief from the large group of people in the cell for 3 hours each day. When they got time in the outside caged recreation area to walk around, play some sports, get some fresh air, and talk with each other.
There was no sunshine, sunlight at all inside the cells. This is the only place we can see the sky or have a sunlight. It was quite hot. Luckily, I didn't spend the summer there.
Yousef strongly disagreed with the prison policy that didn't allow prisoners to have books, which ultimately got him in trouble and sent to solitary confinement.
I got into a conflict with some officers because of that, and then they sent me to a punishment cell, which is like, it is 1 meter by 1 meter, 1 meter square. Even like when the door open, it open outside because it cannot open inside. There is no enough place for the door to open. And it have very narrow window. It was like, I don't know, like 30 centimeter by 15 centimeter. And that's it. You cannot even sleep inside it. I spent there one day. And then I got outside because also the other fellow prisoners was asking that I should not stay there. I didn't do anything wrong. So you can imagine how it was for the rest of the things inside the prison.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
After a really long time, there was some other more students who were arrested inside the university. The rest of the students inside my college or the whole university in the campus was refusing this and started to do a huge protest and to just stop studying and stop everything until the people got freed. And they got freed after, I think after 2 weeks or something like that. And also at the same time, they were asking for my freedom at the same time. So yeah, it was also good to hear that it's still some kind of movement and people not accepting the huge amount of injustice in ongoing in the country or even in my small community in the campus.
In spite of his experience and the detestable conditions in the prison, Yousef keeps his focus on what he learned while he was there, and on how he managed to stay hopeful.
I learned how to live with people who have very different beliefs. I learned also patience, and I learned that life doesn't go at the same line. It have ups and have downs, and it doesn't last forever. I think I never lost hope there. I was always hopeful that the situation can change in Egypt.
It have to make some change. If it is not this generation, then it is the next. If it is the next, it is the one after. I have just to be to sleep at night with a satisfied conscience. I would say that I did the right thing. It stood for my principles and stood for the truth and stood for the people's rights.
And also I'm lucky to be in the Netherlands while still people I know still in the prisons. No matter how it get bad, cannot be worse than the prison time. Just remembering that can make me grateful most of the time.